Old age is a reality, and with it can come ill health, physical and mental. Circumstances can arise when the elderly are not able to take care of their own finances. So it would be important that someone who has their back or whom they trust can take over those affairs for them. So what's the process? Who should take care of their finances? And how do you ensure that a person that's put in that position doesn't abuse it? Well, to tell us more, I'm joined on the line by Hardy Swart. He's a director at Autus Private Clients. Thanks very much for joining us, Hardy. So for some, it may be a touchy subject to discuss with their parent about what should happen in the event of their death, and even what happens if they're no longer able to deal with finances, for example. So unless you're fortunate enough to have a forthcoming parent who starts that conversation with you, how do you broach it?
Good evening, Abu. Yeah, it's a very difficult and a very sensitive conversation to have. And I don't necessarily think there's a best time to have the conversation, but there might be a couple of trouble signs that your parents might be losing track of their financial affairs. Examples of these might be if they start having difficulty with simple mundane tasks, like just paying their monthly bills, or they become oblivious about their cash. There's a lot of unopened mail in the house, and it's just sort of starts stacking up. Or if they are constantly complaining about not having enough money, but even though you know they've got a good pension fund that are providing them with a solid source of income, you know, those are sort of the main signs that you need to start concerning yourself with your parents' finances.
So in terms of the family, say you come from a big family, how does one go about, what does a family do to designate a person to look after their parents' finances? What qualities must that individual have in order to do that?
And so I think the first thing is that it's very important is you need to have a clear picture of exactly what you're dealing with, you know, and you need to determine how much help your parents really need. And then you need to identify, you know, what specific areas do they need help in. So I can't really speculate or say that there's one specific attribute that will qualify you as the best person for the role. But I think each family knows who is the logical person that has the ability to work with the parents.
Yes.
To give them the right advice.
So tell us about the power of attorney and what basically it means in terms of the fiduciary duties of the individual who has that.
Yeah, sure. So the thing about a power of attorney is it provides you with the power to make decisions on behalf of your parents. It's a very powerful document that should be kept in a very safe place and only be used in extreme circumstances where the parents can't make decisions on their own anymore. But a fiduciary duty that's bestowed on the person that has given the power of attorney is really to act on behalf of those family members, of those parents of yours, in order to make the right financial decisions in order to put them in a better position than they are currently in.
And then how does an adult child take control of their parent or parents' affairs while at the same time giving them that sense of respect, dignity, and even a feeling of control?
So I think the first step is to collaborate with them and do not dictate to them what you think or what your opinion is, and to always keep the conversation casual and to put their needs first. The moment you approach them with a humble approach and you say, listen, this is really about what's best for you, I think it changes the narrative and it creates a platform where a good conversation can be held. So again, firstly, focus on what their needs are.
So in terms of a financial planner or a financial advisor, how important is that individual in this whole type of scenario?
So I think a professional financial planner could add a lot of value in this scenario because they have the ability to detangle these difficult jargon, and a lot of these financial concepts are very difficult to understand for a layman. So a good financial planner will have the ability to sort of just communicate this in layman's terms, but then also just to be objective in your approach and to give them advice without necessarily being emotionally involved in the whole process. I think there's a lot of value in that as well for a financial planner. Also, the ability to help them with tax planning and a lot of these complex sort of things that come together with retirement or with old age.
Very importantly, Hardy, the issue that I raised in the introduction, how do you ensure that the person that's been entrusted with this very important responsibility, you talked about how powerful the power of attorney document is, how do you ensure that they don't abuse their position and run off to Jamaica with the money?
That is always a concern. So I believe it's important to invest into a quality diversified portfolio and to make use of a reputable service provider with a proven track record that could provide you with stability and security. And there are a lot of really amazing companies out there, but they are all governed by the FSCA, by the Financial Services Conduct Authority of South Africa.
Yes.
So I think it's very important to make sure that the intermediary you're using or the company you're using is licensed to give you the advice that they are giving you or to deliver the product that they are delivering, and also that they are disclose everything up front to you.
Yes.
You're 100% certain what to expect in this whole process.
That's a good answer, but I was actually asking about the person who holds the power of attorney. I've been trusted to take care of my mother's affairs, but then for whatever reason, I start abusing my position. What does the law say about that, and how can it intervene? Who must intervene?
Yeah, that is a difficult one. the best person to intervene probably would be fellow family members.
Yes.
That can see what's happening, because more often than not, these elderly parents don't have the ability to identify that these people are misusing their funds. So I think that would be the role of fellow family members. And if something like that does happen, I think the logical place to report it will be the police.
Yes.
If it's something that, really misconducting with their funds.
Hardy, thank you very much, sir. That was Hardy Swart. He's a director at Otis Private Clients.